Government has issued a white paper on the Constitution Review Commission's recommendation for metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives to be elected instead of being appointed. The president will nominate a minimum of 5 persons who would be vetted by the Public Services Commission for competency, after which 3 nominees would contest for public elections. The election of these officials have been topical, with many saying that the exercise will be detrimental to the decentralization process. But a lawyer, Osei Kojo, says election is the only way to involve the people, as they will be willing to work with an individual they have elected. Mr. Osei Kojo warned of the possible political lines that can come to the fore.
There's no better way of appointing somebody than to take the person through election. You see, so if there's going to be an election for somebody to be appointed or for people to be appointed into the position of district chief executive, I think that's the best, because it is the people he's going to govern, the people at the district that he's going to govern. So if the people elect their own leader, because it has been tested and proven that if the people elect their own leaders, then there they will be prepared to work with him.
And it does not matter that that person is chosen by the president and it's on a political or a partisan line.
The problem that we are facing as far as this is concerned, I'll say basically, is the fact that politically we are not mature. If we were politically mature, the election of a district chief executive should not be a problem at all. Politically, we are not mature in the sense that we see everything on narrow, selfish, partisan lines. And this is the problem that is bedeviling our development for now. But if we show a little bit of maturity in our politics, electing a district chief executive should not be a problem at all. Because there's this argument that when he is elected and the party or government in power is not his favorite party, he might not work in the interest of that party. You see, these are some of the little problems that we should be getting over. Because at the end of the day, it is not the government in power or the government that is outside party you are serving. You are serving the people who have elected you. So you have to cooperate with the government that is in power to be able to serve the people who have elected you. But if you are coming into power or you are coming into office simply because you want to come and torpedo or derail the party in government's program, then where do we go?
Where do we draw the line between central control and then local autonomy?
That is why it has been set time and over that we have to decentralize. And we have done it up to a point. But it looks as if implementing the decentralization concept to the letter, to the extent that power will get to those at the grassroots proper, so that they can also be part of their development, this has not been achieved yet. You see, and this is where I come in with the issue of political maturity and the fact that we are not mature enough to handle this kind of situation that is about to be thrown in.
Lawyer Osei Kojo.
Radio Ghana has been sampling views of the public on the recommendation that metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives should be elected.
Yes, I think previously they were being appointed by the government. It appears the government was imposing DCs upon the people. So now that this decision has come, I think it's a welcome idea. I think that the government should not be imposing the district, secretaries on the people, but that the people should choose their own people to lead. I think that would be the welcome idea. That would be more to the definition of decentralization, as we understand decentralization. It will even propel decentralization to go further to the grassroots, okay? I think it's the right direction. It will not affect decentralization anymore, but it will rather propel decentralization to go further to the grassroots.
And when they are elected, I think that they can be on their toes, so that they can work better. But if they are selected, they always align themselves with the government of the day, and they do things anyhow, thinking that they are working for the government of the day, and nobody can ask them to do what is right. So I think they should be elected. When they are elected to power, then they can do what is right and do what is assigned to them. They don't have any effect on decentralization, because even at the moment, even though they are not elected, they are always at loggerheads with the MPs of the area. But the MP of the area is a political head. But in DC, because they are in direct link with the government of the day, they tend to stifle projects and other things. If they are elected, I think it's the same process. Let them be elected, put themselves up for elections. Then we vote them. When we vote them to power, then they will know that they have the mandate over the people. Not where DCs and MPs will be fighting over toilets and lorry parks and other amenities.
This time, competent people would be elected. People who are known to be active towards their district are people who might be elected into office instead of the original process of appointment.
It's long overdue. Before they can be responsible to their duty as DCs in this country, necessary for the betterment of Ghana. They should be elected and since if they are in office, they can even put in their maximum best. You know, because action and reaction is always equal and opposite. They must be elected into office, they are paid so that they can also do their best for the betterment of Ghana. Well, in terms of decentralization, as you are saying, I don't see it at all, because we are talking about the rule of law and that we are in a state of democracy, and I believe strongly that they should be elected into office so that it will be clear to all of us as a nation, so that they can also put in their maximum best for the betterment of Ghana.
Those were views raised by a section of the public.